Hi, everyone. Welcome to the First Chronicle podcast for the fall 2014 semester. This week's episode will include a review of the new movie The Giver, starring Jeff Bridges, a Thunderduck ladies volleyball team update, and details about the visit that Dr. Joe May, the newly appointed DCCD chancellor, made to Richland. Now, let's go to the movies with entertainment editor Ricky Miller.
The Giver just plain suffers. It wants to be profound while at the same time it comments on today's society while trying to be dynamic in its storytelling. I wanted to be enthralled, but after the first hour or so, I became disinterested in the characters and their plights. This one comes from Lois Lowry's Newbery Award-winning novel of the same name. Oscar winner Jeff Bridges is the giver of the story. His eyes are witness to the whole color spectrum of the world, rather than a monochromatic black and white world. Katie Holmes and Alexander Skarsgård are the birth parents of Brenton Thwaites Jonas, a character whose position in today's society gets him handpicked to visit Jeopardy's title character. Jonas's job is to be the community's receiver of memories. Also supporting is Meryl Streep as Chief Elder, a woman with a high-ranking position of power in the community. I was actually looking forward to this quite a bit. Director Philip Noyce has done some amazing work in the past, including guiding a teen Nicole Kidman in 1989's suspenseful Dead Calm, which had her sharing time with an older Sam Neill. For me, this one is like the Golden Compass, an interesting little flick. It's supposed to be crafted into a trilogy. After the final grosses and receipt grosses came in, however, it turned out to be just another one and done. And I gave it a grade of a C. For Richland Chronicle, this is Ricky Miller.
And now, Chronicle sports editor Blanca Reyes talks volleyball.
Richland volleyball team play its third doubleheader this season against Hill College and then Trinity Valley College Friday. Although the team failed to overcome the opponents, the T-Ducks fell short in all the matches. We lost in three, but each game we got better and better, head coach Zelda Smith said. The girls improve and learn each other's plays, so I expect things go up from here. Smith said that the team needs to improve its service and swinging, but she knows they are going to become very competitive. The biggest thing is maintain the confidence. Smith said, be confident, do what they have been doing in practices. We can just learn from it and get better, defensive specialist Taryn Dangan said. We made a lot of mistakes. We gave up lots of points. Middle back, hot hitter Evelyn Britton said, I think we are pretty good, but we made little mistake and they take advantage of it. Defensive specialist Alexis Sims said, at press time, the T-Ducks were scheduled to play Saturday morning at Brookhaven College. Also, the Thunder Ducks were scheduled to play tonight, August 26th. At 6 p.m. at Richland Fields against Dallas Christian College. For more information about the team, visit www.richlandcollege.edu/volleyball or stop by Guadalupe Hall, room G106. For Richland Chronicle, this is Blanca Reyes.
And finally today, co-editor-in-chief Doris Brogan recaps the Chancellor's recent visit to the Fannin Performance Hall.
Dr. Joe May, DCCD Chancellor, was on the Richland campus Wednesday to deliver the first in his series of Joe Talks. He spoke to a crowd of mostly faculty in Fannin Performance Hall. The reality is things are good, he said. Last year, Dallas was fourth in the nation in job growth. Over 100,000 jobs were created throughout the district. So what's the problem? May asked and then answered, not everyone is prospering. People are being left behind. According to May, 40% of Dallas adult population is on the brink of poverty right now. They are one step away from disaster, a car wreck, an unexpected medical expense. Any unforeseen happening has the potential to tip them over that brink and into poverty. May said that 1,000 people a day move into Texas. The economy is improving, and Dallas is a big part of that growth. Over the past year, we've seen a 5% growth in population and a 41% growth in poverty. People are falling into poverty faster than jobs are being created. May attributes this disparity to the loss of middle-class jobs. May's position is, poverty, it's everyone's problem. Accordingly, he's a very active and vocal proponent for the restoration of the middle class. He believes in growing the Dallas economy by creating middle-class jobs. May is the founding president of Rebuilding America's Middle Class, a national consortium of community colleges dedicated to providing opportunities for everyone to pursue the American dream. According to a 1980 map of the area, most of the poverty was concentrated in South Dallas. By 2010, the demographics had changed drastically. We've seen it become a part of virtually every community, every region, May said. May referenced Jim Clifton, president and CEO of the organization responsible for Gallup polls, who conducted a survey. The results determined that what the whole world wants is a job. May sees the conundrum as the growth of jobs and the growth of poverty at the same time. People desperately want jobs. Employers desperately want qualified workers, but 53% of them find it difficult to hire qualified people. Education is the obvious answer to both problems. In 1970, 75% of middle-class workers had high school educations. By 2018, 63% of jobs will require some higher education or certification. Today, everyone is better off in college. Some college is for everyone, May said. Certification versus an associate degree can make a big difference in earning power. May said 43% of people with licenses and certificates can out-earn people with associate's degrees, and 27% can out-earn people with bachelor's degrees. For people with associate degrees, 31% out-earn people with bachelor's degrees in today's economy. The fastest growing areas for employment opportunities are health services and nursing, technology, hospitality, and tourism. The quickest avenue toward those jobs is through the doors of community colleges. The current economic climate makes community colleges both economical and practical. We've always been important. Today we're absolutely essential, May said. May outlined DCCC's priorities, which include solving educational problems, ensuring success, eliminating barriers, expanding dual enrollment, and addressing pre-K teacher enrollment. There are approximately 10,000 students in the area enrolled in the dual enrollment process. Dual enrollment saves money and time, as well as encouraging students to continue the educational process. A shortage of 1,900 pre-K teachers is currently depriving 37,000 children in the Dallas area of the chance to go to school. Additional priorities include providing short-term training for jobs, partnering with employers, and guaranteeing transfers to four-year colleges. May concluded his talk with the observation that today's political climate is divisive, and colleges can bring people together. Richland is a great example of that statement with its campus representation of 140 countries. We are citizens of the world, the chancellor said. For Richland Chronicle, this is Doris Brogan.
that concludes this episode of the Chronicle Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be coming your way each week with news, reviews, upcoming events, and more. Have a great day, Richland.